These surveillance videos are from a case prosecuted by Hennepin County. They show parents checking their kids into a center only to leave with them a few minutes later. Sometimes no children would show up. But either way, the center would bill the state for a full day of child care. This video from that same case shows a man handing out envelopes of what are believed to be kickback payments to parents who are in on the fraud.
Where was the money going?
I don't know exactly where it went.
While Soros judges continue to spit at justice for the Somalian fraud piracy that has escalated across the United States for years,
she acknowledges in her order that fraud was rampant in this case, and it was clearly out of control. She couldn't believe the level to which fraud was allowed to be able to be perpetrated. And then it comes to bear that she lets him off because she felt as though somebody else should have been to blame that wasn't the owner of the company.
And the worthless dinosaur media psyop plays their loaded deck of race cards.
The Somali immigrant population may have been involved in some way. Those people are being scapegoated, and that community is being scapegoated in a way that certainly serves the far right.
Now, listen to where this phone number goes to when you call this child care center.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
You don't even need to get on a plane to investigate. You can do it from your computer. I tried it out myself, and lo and behold.
Thank you for contacting the office of Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan.
In Washington State, 539 of about 5,000 licensed care centers are Somali-run, many lacking a physical address and some posting that they are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I called many of them, and it simply went to generic voicemail.
Please leave your message for 425. Please leave your message for 20. All has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
The fraud has found safe harbor in Democratic strongholds across the United States in many forms.
Gateway was billing for services they did not provide and billing for services that MainCare does not cover. DHHS also confirmed to us how much MainCare paid Gateway between the years of 2019 and 2024. It's about $4 to $5 million each year, a total of more than $28 million. And this third audit falls right in the middle of that time frame.
The company's founder and CEO, Abdullahi Ali, Somali-American, who while at the time serving as executive director for Gateway, last year ran for president, which is essentially governor of Jubaland, a state in Somalia's south of borders Kenya.
Christopher, how long had this been going on? You were at Gateway for quite some time. How long do you think this has been going on, this fraud?
I was there from 2018 to recently 2025, and I hadn't realized about the audit that had been completed in 2018. So before I even got there, they were complicit in some of this stuff.
My name is John Featherston. I'm a former migrant shelter director in Massachusetts. I helped out in a couple different sites. Everything is free.
How much is given for rides for Uber and Lyft?
The amount of money that we would spend on Ubers and Lyft was well in excess of $100,000 a month.
A month?
So these individuals tried to report the fraud that was happening in Ohio and then eventually came to me to say that we're watching providers. So you could sit at home without caring for an elderly parent who really doesn't need it, make about $75,000 to $90,000 a year. Now you add two parents, that's $180,000. Now you add your in-laws, $250,000. You continue to add this and you wonder, what are the services being provided? So a lot of providers came and said, fraud is occurring because we said we weren't going to rubber stamp this paperwork, so they went to other providers. Their home health care network saying, we'll make it worth your while. Well, sounds like a kickback to me.
What if the whole reason Tim Walz was chosen because he had access to all these billions of dollars in fraud and the Kamala Harris campaign knew it?
If you have specific evidence or concerns about fraud in programs like Medicaid, welfare, SNAP, housing, or federal aid, you can report anonymously to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General at the internet address on your screen, or you can call 1-800-HHS-TIPS, 1-800.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Well, good morning and welcome to The American Journal. It is the final day of 2025. We have a big show planned for you. Welcome, of course. A lot going on over here, so we're excited that you're all jumping on board with us today. Like I said, final day of 2025, so if you haven't gotten in something you were going to do this year, well, you got a couple more hours to do just that. Buckle up, folks. We got a big show planned for you today. A lot of great guests joining me and a lot of fraud we're going to be calling out in just a little bit. The president, though, on his schedule today, just one thing. That's it. He'll be at Mar-a-Lago today celebrating New Year's Eve at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And that is all he has on his agenda. So he's kicking off the new year with new and good vibes. And speaking of that, today on this show, we have an incredible lineup of people joining us because in case you missed it, there was a lot of bombshells dropped yesterday in regards to the J6 pipe bomber suspects. So we're very excited to have Joe Hanneman joining me today. He's one of the incredible journalists over at The Blaze, and he'll be with us breaking down the very latest in regards to that. Plus, we'll also be joined by Michael Patrick Leahy. Now, as many of you guys know, he is the CEO of Tennessee Star. He is pretty much the only reporter who has been on that devastating mass shooting in Tennessee at that Christian school, as many of you guys know, the Nashville shooting. And there's new documents that are being released, I should specifically say, and it has to do with the shooter and their manifesto. The manifesto the FBI didn't want you to see. Well, you'll never guess what the motive is, of course, and I say that sarcastically because the FBI did an incredible job at covering for those involved. So we'll discuss that in just a little bit. We'll also be discussing kind of like the best moments of 2025. Liz Harrington joining us. She is the former spokesperson for President Donald Trump. And she's got a little recap that she wants to get into as well. So we got a lot to talk about in just a little bit. So let's kick things off. First things first, let's talk about the fraud. Because as many of you guys know, over these last few days, the fraud in Minnesota is getting finally called out. Now, it's been something that a lot of local news reporters have been digging into or learning just that. But Nick Shirley did release a video over the weekend and it completely exploded online with over 100 million views. And now people are calling a lot of simple things into question, including our friend Nick Sorter. Nick Sorter made his way to Minnesota yesterday outside of a very popular learning center. It was the center, I guess I should say, of the controversy over the weekend because they couldn't spell the word learning properly. Well, now all of a sudden they're making some changes over there. Take a listen to clip one.
It's about a quarter past 10 out here outside the Quality Learning Center on a Tuesday night. Got 10 Somalis out here trying to fix their misspelled street name. We'll see how much success they have there.
You got this guy back here. He's going to continue pacing around. He's already got several photos of my license plate. I don't know what he's going to do with that, but
later.
They didn't quite finish the job changing out the sign. Guess I interrupted there. Because I'm in a public parking lot here. I'm not on their property.
Hey, man, do you want to have a chat?
Nope.
Okay, I was just saying you were taking pictures of me, so I was just...
Yeah, you were taking pictures of me.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I'm glad you're finally changing the sign. You're going to change it to actually what it's spelled as. You want to say your name? I know. I'm on the sidewalk. You want me to pose for you? I guess you guys can do this just about all night. You don't open until, what, 2 o'clock tomorrow? Is that what it is? The daycare center, 2 o'clock?
Huh? What'd you say? Huh? Oh, you don't want to talk now. All right. No, I was just curious. How many people do you need to change the letter on the sign? What time is it now? 10:30? Almost 10:30 out here on this Tuesday night. You got me. Unlike you guys, I'm not wearing a mask. I don't have to hide my identity. You got plenty of pictures of my rental car license plate, though, so I'm happy for you on that one.
All right, obviously, they weren't too welcoming of our good friend Nick Sorter.
I was just minding my own business. You guys.
Looking to expose all of that, Nick Sorter doing an incredible job. And we're thankful for him getting there, of course, catching those moments when they finally make the name change. But folks, that's something they didn't want you to see. They didn't want you to see that. They didn't want you to see the truth of what they're actually doing here. You see, these are all allegations, of course, let's just say that. But it's quite obvious there's something very strange going on here. The fact that all of these men at 10:30 at night are going out there on a Tuesday night to change this sign because they're embarrassed that they can't spell the word learning, right? Learning. It's literally all they're supposed to be doing is teaching kids, and they can't even spell the word learning. It's obviously absurd, but that's the reason behind all of this. But at least the Somalian community is unified on one thing, and that's when one of theirs is allegedly accused of fraud, they all jump in to pretend like everything is A-OK. And we've seen that there's been kind of a parade of cars making their way over to the learning center now, which is quite fascinating given the fact that according to the original reports, it was quite empty previously, although they claim that it was outside of their operating hours, which apparently are 2 to 10 o'clock at night, which would be normal for a daycare center, of course. One parent in clip two, well, this mother claims apparently that her kids go to the learning center. Take a listen.
I talked to a mother dropping off her kids.
I take my kids here 2 o'clock to 10. Yeah, there's a lot of kids inside.
Ah, there's a lot of kids inside. That's the good news. You might not see them. You might not see the cars, drop them off, but they're there. They're there. It's so crazy when you think about it, but that's the idea. They don't want you to think about this. They're feeding you, spoon feeding you BS. They want you to believe it. If you don't believe it, you're a racist. We'll get to that in a little bit. But DHS now says that they have hundreds of agents on the ground, and they're asking the tough questions, trying to dig into the fraud, allegedly. Take a listen to their spokesperson who made an appearance on Fox. Her name is Trisha McLaughlin. She's an incredible spokeswoman, though. I really have to give her credit there. But she's claiming that DHS has agents, hundreds of them on the ground right now. Take a listen to clip three.
Our Homeland Security investigators, hundreds are on the ground. They're knocking doors. They're going to local businesses. They're going to these sites where we believe that there is rampant fraud, whether it be daycare centers, healthcare centers, or other organizations that take taxpayer dollars. Our Homeland Security investigators on the ground are also seeing that these suspected perpetrators are really trying to cover their tracks. They're trying to whitewash the operational facts on the ground, purporting to be a legitimate business, have legitimate business operations, when it's all a fugazi. So we're going to continue to ask those questions. We're learning more and more, especially with the FBI and our DOJ partners on the ground.
That's what you want to hear. You want to hear that from DHS. They're actually sending in their agents and taking this very, very seriously. And again, although these are just accusations right now, it seems like DHS knows something's going on here. Now, how widespread is this? Well, if you watch the internet, obviously it looks very widespread. But we'll have to see where the investigation obviously takes them. And we truly do hope that they are being honest here and they do truly look into all of these cases. And speaking of just that, DHS also confirming to Fox News that they are actively auditing immigration cases for a lot of these Somalians who have come into the United States. They're looking for fraud there as well. Did you hear that, Ilhan Omar? Buckle up, lady. Now, hopefully this leads to something, but I won't oversell you, of course. They would warrant potential denaturalization if they do find that they have lied. That's according to Fox News' Bill Mnuchin. And they would also audit cases for migrants from 18 other countries of concern. So again, things are starting to get good. It looks like the Trump administration understands that there is an issue here and that the American people want answers. In fact, most Americans who are watching this on social media play out before their very own eyes want these questions answered, and they want them answered immediately. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We have sat here and welcomed in people to our country. And by we, I mean the globalists, the communists, people that are on a mission to destroy this country, have flooded us with immigrants from countries that we don't want into this country because, yes, they do hate us. And yes, they don't have skill sets to bring forward. In fact, when the Somalian population is best known for Somalian pirates and nothing else, I would say probably should tread lightly on, you know, importing them into our country. I mean, there's no other way to word this. And given the fact that we have seen and there are criminal complaints that's claimed that these Somalians, when they are charged, they are trying to bribe the jury. Well, since they were caught trying to bribe the jury, one could only assume that it's not just the jury, that it's other people that they're also bribing. Because folks, with 100,000 Somalians in Minnesota of a population close to 6 million, why is it that politicians really do, I guess we could just say, pander to these people would be the kind of best way to do it. They sit there, they go out there, they change their flag, they hold all these events, they get these interpreters, they speak directly to the Somalian community. When it's, again, 100,000 compared to the 6 million, nearly 6 million people who live in the States, again, there's a reason for all of this. That's the reason why they're out there defending them every day. I'm sure if you comb through their finances, you might actually realize that there's some money that they're taking in. And it's likely not going to be a digital record because it looks like they have been shuffling cash through. We reported, thanks to the great work of Liz Collins, that they have allegedly been taking millions of dollars in suitcases back to their homeland. That was according to a TSA whistleblower. So again, you're not going to see any type of financial transactions that are going to be hard financial transactions of money being transferred around. It's going to be cash. AKA, you're going to have to start raiding some homes if you really want to dig into this issue. But do they truly want to get to that level? Because then you have to expose the corruption within the Democratic Party. Because again, there's only one real party pushing for all of this. And it's been extensive for the last few years now. So keep that in mind. Now let's switch up gears a little bit too and talk about what happens when you sit there and you call out the one demographic that is at large committing a lot of fraud in this country. And when, you know, there's like over 90 indictments and 80 of them are Somalian, it's fair to call it out. And it's fair to say that they are Somalian. But again, if you're someone who doesn't want to get called out on this, you're going to play the victim card. And in clip four, that's exactly what happened when a Muslim man confronted Nick Shirley, what appears to be yesterday. And well, he wasn't happy when Nick was in his community because he says Nick is just a racist. Take a listen.
You don't want you here. Okay. Change the Constitution. Okay. But guess what? Let me tell you something. Guess
say
what?
Say it. We're asking about fraud.
No, you are. You hate Muslims.
I'm not saying I hate
you. Muslims. Why are you attacking us? Are we the only community that suffers because of fraud?
We're talking about fraud.
Are we the only community that does fraud? Are we the only community that does this?
Okay. This is about fraud.
All right, but there's what, 300 Somali this providers in all of Minnesota?
There's actually
800. I'm not, don't
you
touch
can't
me.
Keep talking. Don't go close.
Do you speak English, right? Your security doesn't even speak English. Listen, let me tell you something.
See, this isn't a race issue, sir.
Let me
tell you
something.
This is about fraud.
We have, what, 1,000 providers?
Yeah, you guys have a...
Even it's 2,000 providers. Okay, you want to sacrifice the safety of 80,000 people because of 2,000 providers? Are you f***ing
senor?
Are you stupid?
I'm not stupid, you're stupid.
You're sensationalizing. What about if a mass shooting happens in Minnesota? It will be because of you. It will be because of you. If any Somali gets hurt in Minnesota, it's because of Nick Shirley. If any Somali, if one single Somali gets hurt, it's because of you. Sensationalize this, you son of a bitch. Sensationalize this.
Wow, you're
get the f*** out of our neighborhood. Get the f*** out of our neighborhood. Out of our neighborhood. We don't want you here.
Oh, your neighborhood.
Get the f*** out of here. Get the f*** out of here.
Calm down.
You want to sensationalize? You want clicks? You got clicks. You want clicks? You got clicks. You want a click? You want a YouTube? You want a YouTube clicks? You got YouTube clicks. Now get the f*** out of our community.
Tell me where the transportation
is. Get the f*** out of our community.
Tell me where the...
You stupid racist mother... Say I want to change the Constitution.
No, I don't.
And I want to change freedom of religion. And I don't want Muslim Somalis in Minnesota. Kick them out. I was born in this country. You have to take the passport away from me.
Relax.
That is what you are arguing for.
We're not
change the Constitution. Get the f*** out of my community.
Now, Now, obviously, this individual is deranged and he's trying to pin Nick Shirley as a racist because you don't have the actual facts on your side, so you have to get emotional, upset, and call him out for it. But the reality of it is, well, you don't like it, tell your people to go back. Tell your people to go back. Well, they can't go back because the reality of it is they came here to commit massive amounts of fraud and they need us. They need us. In fact, if we were to probably scope through all of it, you probably realize that the Somalian government itself relies on our stolen money to survive. You see, they're not just sitting here. And obviously, as you see their outfits, you see how they carry themselves, you see their homes. They don't look up to date. They don't look cleanly. Chances are that money is not staying put for their individual wealth. In fact, it's very likely that it's being shifted and sent overseas. So what's going to happen now? Is the government really going to do all the digging into this? Because then you have to expose that a country was able to send its people here, potentially, and ship back millions of dollars. Again, Liz Collins had someone on her show who detailed just that, a former TSA agent who claimed, we played that clip for you, claimed that the money was being sent back. And it was cash. And it was loaded by the millions in suitcases. And it's not just there. Everyone else is starting to do the digging into all of this now. News Nation doing just that. They're also going after those in assisted living homes as well. Not the actual people, because there's really no people there. But they're specifically funneling in or tunneling in on these one specific assisted living facility that apparently is still taking in patients. But its owner allegedly is involved in that. Remember that massive fraudulent food COVID scheme that was going on? Well, apparently for over $1 million, this individual's wrapped up into that and is currently being indicted. But News Nation found out that no, that person didn't get cut off financially. In fact, they now have this set, well, they have several, according to News Nation, assisted living facilities. And in fact, they're claiming that that person is currently under indictment for defrauding the state for millions of dollars. Well, they're actually still being paid by the state. Take a listen to clip five.
This may look like your typical single-family home, but it bills itself as an assisted living facility, and it receives a lot of taxpayer money. Here in Minnesota, the number of people getting help in assisted living facilities is up, double the growth of other programs. But here's the kicker. The rate of payment in this assisted living space is 10 to 15 times the growth in other programs.
Hi.
So we pulled the data on assisted living facilities in the Minneapolis area. Minneapolis, as you might expect, has a lot, 169. St. Paul, with a population of 307,000, has 83. But Brooklyn Center, 30,000 population, has 106. And Brooklyn Park, population of 84,000, has 181, more than Minneapolis, a city five times its size. But this assisted living facility puts this all in perspective. It's owned by a man indicted for laundering $1 million in the Feeding Our Future scam. He's Gandhi Mohammed, now Gandhi Abdi Kadai, and his LLC owns the homes. His wife runs the assisted living facilities, and the state is continuing to pay as he awaits his trial. Okay. We went to each of them.
We're curious because the man who owns this building was indicted in the Feeding Our Future scandal. Did you know that?
No.
Don't know that?
No. You think what?
You know the Feeding Our Future scandal? This the scam that was, there's all these indictments related to false, you know, billing on feeding children.
No, that's not true.
That it's not true?
The way I know that, no.
These assisted living facilities received over $2.3 million in state money last year alone. A Minnesota Reformer article says he has been paid a whopping $49 million since 2016.
How is it possible that this person who's been indicted in Feeding Our Future also is still collecting checks from the state running these assisted living centers with his wife?
I honestly have no idea.
And as many of you guys know, it's been an ongoing issue, something that is worth fighting for, worth debating, worth calling out. It's obviously a long-term issue, but folks, it's good that we finally got the mainstream media talking about it. Again, there was the one, and I'll give you credit when credit's due, there was a one local news station back in January 2025 of this year, obviously, but was going out there and knocking on these doors and doing just that. But this issue is worth the national attention it's getting. These people need to be called out for what they are doing. Because once you start turning the light to it, guess what? Politicians, public officials, they're forced to answer these tough questions. They're forced to go, all right, we have to do something about this. And that's exactly what's happening right now. We're going to go to clip 7, because clip 7 was an announcement that came out yesterday from HHS. And in fact, they're claiming that they're going to be halting the payments to all child care facilities in Minnesota. Hopefully it doesn't end there, of course. But take a listen specifically as to what they're requesting.
Today, we've taken 3 direct actions against the blatant fraud that seems to be rampant in Minnesota. First, I have activated our Defend the Spend system for all ACF childcare payments across America. Starting today, we require a justification, receipt, or photo evidence before we make a payment. Second, I've just signed and sent a demand letter to Governor Walz. I required a full 360 review of these centers. This includes attendance records, licenses, complaints, investigations, and inspections.
And third, we've launched a dedicated fraud reporting hotline and email address at childcare.gov. Whether you're a parent, a provider, a member of the public, we want to hear from you. Let me be crystal clear. ACF expects every state to uphold the highest standards of oversight, monitoring, and accountability for federal dollars. Minnesota is no exception.
We're committed to holding bad actors accountable. Regardless of rank or office, anyone who's involved in perpetrating this fraud against the American people should expect to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Now, let's hope that's true, and let's hope they keep their word, because, folks, enough is enough. And we know that this isn't just daycare facilities. We know this issue is widespread, and they are ripping off our system. Now, imagine if you're a parent struggling to get by right now, and you're struggling to get daycare services, and this is what you're up against. I'd be infuriated for those parents as well. Obviously, those parents are really ticked off, and there's just no excuse for this anymore. These programs were put into place to help Americans and Americans only, and for the scumbags that are taking advantage of them, they should rot in prison. Speaking of rotting in prison, I want to shift gears a little bit, because President Trump just posted something on Truth Social that I think is worth your attention. President Trump saying, God bless Tina Peters, who is now, for 2 years out of 9, sitting in a Colorado maximum security prison at the age of 73 and sick for the crime of trying to stop massive voter fraud that was going on in her state. That's what the president just posted right now on Truth Social. He also added, hard to wish her a happy new year, but to the scumbag governor and the disgusting Republican rhino DA who did this to her, he goes on to saying, nothing happens to Dems for their phony mail-in ballot system that makes it impossible for Republicans to win an otherwise very winnable state. I wish them nothing. Sorry, it says, I wished them only the worst. And may they rot in hell. Free Tina Peters. Yeah, that's a great message heading into the new year for sure. May they rot in hell and free Tina Peters. One message we could all get behind. Tina Peters sitting in prison right now for what they deem as a crime, which she was trying her very best to expose the election fraud and become a whistleblower. But unfortunately for her, the system worked against her. And now she's sitting behind bars for 9 years, and the president can't really do much. It's really just disgusting overall. This woman's a patriot. She does not deserve to be in prison. But President Trump putting that message out yet again. Hopefully he starts pulling some federal funding, because that is necessary at this point. Folks, I want to just give you a little bit of an update. You know, yesterday I told you there was only a couple more hours left in the buy one, get one free sale over at the alexjonesstore.com. That was on select supplements. Well, they've just actually extended that sale for a couple more hours. So if you'd like, because it's very popular, so that's why we're extending this. But if you'd like to support us, obviously, here over at InfoWars, as well as working on your New Year's resolution of getting healthier, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and let's help you get there. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements for just a few more hours. It will end soon. And you got to grab yourself some beef tallow. If you haven't tried beef tallow, now is the time to do so. It is the best way to step into the new year and ditch those seed oils over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the Ultra Methylene Blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one, get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal on some of the deals. If you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break-even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy. But that's why we can't have these super big sales, because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some loss leaders sometimes. because the products are so good. We have an 80%+ reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric to give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigley at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated, plus we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to thealexjonesstore.com. Why the selection of Patriot apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network at thealexjonesstore.com, also financed, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay, this cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red, and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak, and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready, armed with truth when the machines bring war.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. Michael Patrick Leahy will be joining me in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. There's new details regarding the Nashville shooter that you're going to want to listen in on. But since we just concluded the segment about Somalian fraud, I just got an update regarding what's going on in regards to an investigation and penalties and ways that the current administration is making sure that your money's not being shipped off to Somalia. And we just got the update from the press secretary, Caroline Levitt. She just made an appearance on Fox. So let's get to that right now. Take a listen.
Governor Walz is completely incompetent. He always has been, and President Trump has long called him out for his incompetence and his poor leadership in the great state of Minnesota. I want to commend Nick Shirley for his incredible video in real journalism that went viral this past week. He epitomizes what new media looks like, and that's exactly why we at the White House, under President Trump's direction, have embraced new media journalists like Nick Shirley. We've welcomed them in to the White House press cesspool, we invited Nick Shirley to brief the president of the United States at an Antifa roundtable earlier this year. And this fraud in Governor Walz's state in Minnesota is something the Trump administration has been working on since day one. And since Nick Shirley's journalism really brought this issue further to light, we have surged resources across the board to the state. So I want your audience to understand this is a top priority for the administration. The Department of Justice, as we speak, is continuing to execute search warrants and subpoenas. People will be in handcuffs as a result of the fraud that Governor Walz has allowed to occur for many, many years. The Department of Homeland Security is conducting door-to-door investigations on the ground at potential fraud sites. And they're also, of course, conducting continued deportations of illegal aliens in Minnesota's communities. We're also not afraid to use denaturalization. That's a tool at the President and the Secretary of State's disposal, and it's one this administration has previously used before. I know the Health and Human Services Department has also announced we are cutting off all child care funding to the state of Minnesota until we get to the bottom of this fraud. The Department of Labor is investigating their unemployment insurance program. The Department of USDA Agriculture Secretary Rollins weeks ago sent a letter to Governor Walz demanding he turn over every single name of SNAP recipients on the books in Minnesota. And the Minnesota Attorney General actually sued the Trump administration for that. What are they hiding?
Yeah. So as you could see, the Trump administration taking this one on, and we hope that this leads to something. We've seen enough of the fraud, of course. President Trump also just tweeting out shortly ago that, you know, Governor Walz is a crooked governor. And he makes that very, very clear in a Truth Social post. All right, let's switch gears up a bit. Let's turn to a topic we've covered extensively on this show, but even more extensively over at the Tennessee Star. They've done an incredible job at digging into the Nashville shooting. As many of you guys know, the shooting was obviously a transgender shooter who targeted Christian children. Now we're learning more and more about all of this. And of course, the FBI's efforts to bury the most important pieces of information that would disclose motive. Joining me to discuss the latest is Michael Patrick Leahy. He's the CEO of the Tennessee Star, as well as the Star News Network. And he joins us now. He has been the real fighter in making sure that the FBI is held accountable and shows us what they have. And so obviously it's an honor to have him on the program yet again. Michael, I wanted to get to the latest news because yesterday we saw a little piece of Aubrey's writing, and this one discloses what many are now saying is the motive behind all of this. You know, she didn't really like white people, or he didn't really like white people. I forgot what she was naturally, but her biological gender. But they didn't like white people, and they made it very clear in their writings that they did not like white people. So what do you make of this latest one? Because they also call out the Black community and call out their suffering. It's quite confusing.
Audrey Elizabeth Hale, biological female who self-identified as a transgender male, in March of 2023, stepped into her former elementary school, Covenant Christian School, and murdered 3 9-year-olds and 3 staff members. We've been trying to get all of her writings since then. Our efforts in state court have not been successful yet. We're going to win on appeal there. But in federal court, when we sued the FBI in federal court. The Biden administration did nothing, resisted it. But when Trump came in, the Cash Patel FBI has in fact given us now, as of Monday, about 1,500 pages of her 2,000 pages of writings. The big news on Monday, we got 232 pages from the FBI on Monday, because of our lawsuit and because of the cooperation of Cash Patel in putting this stuff out to us. They confirmed what we'd reported a year and a half ago, that the killer, Audrey Elizabeth Hale, purchased her guns with Pell Grant student loan money from the federal government. And right in those documents, she wrote, received $2,050 from NOSSI, N-O-S-S-I. That's the art college that she attended here in Nashville that had received the Pell Grant money. And they gave her, after they covered some of their expenses, they gave her $2,000 of that money. And she used that to buy the guns. Now, why is that important? Why has this resonated? It's resonated because Americans are sick and tired of taxpayer money going to purposes of which they don't approve. It was a small amount in the case of Audrey Elizabeth Hale. It's billions of dollars in the burgeoning Somali fraud situation in Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Americans have had enough of seeing this all. And, you know, I do have a sense of relief, though, and I kind of want to get into this a bit, too, as you just mentioned in your open to all of this, the role the FBI is now playing in this. You know, I'm quite aware whenever I'd reach out under the Biden regime, I did not get a lot of answers back. And I had to sue and file several lawsuits against several agencies. And then as soon as the turnover happened at TSA, for example, TSA did hand over those documents to me. So let's talk about what you've now received, as you've received hundreds of pages now from this new FBI. Let's go into a little bit of detail on that, because I think it's incredible that they've given that to you. Because I know, as somebody who files these FOIA requests, that it's extremely hard to get any of these government agencies to hand things over. So what else are you learning?
Yeah. In this case, obviously, the fact confirming our reporting from a year and a half ago that she used the Pell Grant money to buy these guns. Also, her motivation was quite clear. She chose not to target the middle school that she'd attended because it was primarily Black, and she didn't want to hurt the Black community, she said. And also, she didn't want to inspire white racist shooters. That's exactly in her language. But she chose to go after her former elementary school because it was Christian, and she said, in her words, she hates religion. There you go. She targeted white Christian kids.
Yeah, and that was something that the Biden administration hid from us, and they wanted to make sure that the American people didn't know. And so I think it's important that we do know this. Why do you think they were so aggressive? I mean, you sued, and you're still suing. I remember we covered your story, too. I had you on my podcast when we were talking about the left-wing judge, the one who's an advocate for a lot of left-leaning causes, and we found it all throughout her social media posts. So you've been fighting this battle for quite some time. The cover-up's been massive, but why do you think they didn't want us to know what her motives were here?
Yeah, well, there's two elements to the cover-up. The Biden-era FBI and Department of Justice, that has been addressed with the election of Donald Trump and the confirmation of Kash Patel as director of the FBI. But here in Metro Nashville, our state case continues on. We lost in the trial court on very specious arguments put forward by the trust of the parents of the students at Covenant. Some of them had been were victims, some were not, where they made the ludicrous claim that all of these writings were copyrighted and therefore couldn't be released. The left-wing judge, the one who tried to put me in jail but wasn't able to do so, bought that argument. In October of this year, we went to the appeals court and appealed that ruling. We're going to get a decision from the appeals court probably next month. We're going to win that one, I'm pretty sure. And then a lot of information from Metro Nashville Police Department beyond what has been released by the FBI will be released to us. We think we're going to find a lot of information that Metro Nashville Police Department, a blue, shall we say, in a blue city that they don't want reported will come out. Remember their report, they claimed that she was not mentally ill, which she was, that they weren't quite sure of what her motive was. Well, hatred of white Christians was part of her motive.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Michael, when we talk about this, too, my heart goes to the victims, their families, obviously. You know, they were shunned from finding out what the motives here were. And sadly, for the parents who lost their children, I can't even imagine what the burden emotionally has been for them all. Yeah. Well, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I would imagine that these parents have emotional distress. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, just think about it. I mean, they're 9-year-olds murdered 2.5 years ago. And those children, they will never grow up with their families. It's very, very sad, very tragic. And the reason all of these documents need to be released, because we don't want to have this happen again. That's the whole purpose. Why did this happen? What was the motivation? What were they covering up? Our efforts to obtain all these documents are absolutely in the public interest. And I think the FBI has realized that under Donald Trump and Kash Patel. And I think ultimately the Tennessee appeals court and perhaps the Tennessee State Supreme Court will agree with us on that. And we'll get all of the Metro Nashville Police Department files. And I think they're worried because it's going to reveal, I think, things that are not flattering to Metro Nashville Police Department.
Yeah, yeah. And we do hope that there's oversight here that holds these individuals accountable. You know, Michael, you've been following this extensively through the time that's kind of been in between all of this, between the Biden administration, the Trump administration, and then what local authorities have done to these families. You would be someone who would know best. What can be done now moving forward on a federal level to prevent this from happening to others? Because, yes, you've put up a great fight in regards to creating this transparency that they didn't want to happen. But we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. So what do you think needs to be done?
Well, actually, let me go to the state level. There's one element that we reported on, and that is in the investigation and the documents we obtained legally. The lead reporter, the lead investigator, Bobby Samuels, secured a warrant and via subpoena obtained documents from Vanderbilt Medical Center, which showed that a medical professional was aware that Audrey Elizabeth Hale wanted to kill, do a mass shooting and kill her father. They had a duty to warn. They didn't follow that duty. We reported this in June of 2024. There's a statute of limitations for liability for that, which extends just for 1 year. That statute of limitations has now come and gone. That needs to be extended to 3 years. That's one of the things the Tennessee General Assembly should do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's really important. That really is. And Michael, before we go, because we have some extra time, I know you've also been covering, we had you on to my podcast to discuss this story in regards to Kilmar Garcia. Now, he's someone who obviously is still in the courts. And, you know, I figured since we still have some time here, maybe give us an update in regards to what's going on there. Because the last I heard, the DOJ actually, and DHS, that they actually have a gag order, so they can't really speak out on the issue. But he's posting TikToks. So what's going on here?
Crazy.
He looks like a free man.
Well, he's mocking the U.S. Judicial system. He is an illegal alien. There's a final deportation order. Lots of twists and turns on that. But he should be deported. I think he ultimately will be. You know, four big law firms have filed over 600 dockets in his criminal case, in his immigration case. We estimate they've spent over $12 million. This is excessive due process for an illegal alien who's an alleged human smuggler. The good news in this case is the following. Our good friend Braden Busek has been confirmed as U.S. Attorney for Middle Tennessee, and he is aggressively going after this case. The vindictive prosecution hearing that Judge Waverly Crenshaw has asked for will be held on January 28th. There's no vindictive prosecution here. He was filmed driving a van, speeding in Tennessee in November of 2022. He was driving a van owned by his boss, a convicted human smuggler. He was driving without a valid driver's license, and he was transporting 9 Spanish-speaking illegal aliens, none of whom had any luggage. That's the definition of human smuggling. The vindictive prosecution will not take place. That will be rejected. He'll end up being convicted on human smuggling, and he'll be deported, probably to a country other than El Salvador.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been long overdue, the battle between these attorneys who are representing him, which obviously have done, I think, an incredible job at fighting this so far and dragging this on. Obviously, they're left-leaning attorneys, and that's what motivates them. But again, this has been concerning, and you know, we can't wait for the day that he's deported, and we're all playing guess the country at this point. Michael, I also kind of want to just highlight too to our audience that Tennessee is doing a great job, and you guys over at the TennesseeStar.com also do a great job at highlighting what's happening statewide. But you have another great story up on your website right now about the law that will now make those invalid out-of-state driver's license issued to illegal aliens invalid, which is great. What's the latest on that? Because that's about to go into effect, I believe.
It goes into effect tomorrow. And so in this instance, Kilmar Abrego Garcia was stopped by Tennessee Highway Patrol in November 2020. He did not have a valid driver's license. He had an expired license that the state of Maryland gives to illegal aliens, but can only be used within the state of Maryland. He should have been arrested that night. He was not arrested after an hour and 10-minute stop. Why? Because the Biden-era FBI instructed the Tennessee Highway Patrol to let the guy off. So clearly, this guy is getting all sorts of special treatment because he's an illegal alien and he's a poster child for all the leftists who want to stop mass deportation of illegal aliens and illegal alien criminals.
Yeah. Well, Michael, it's insane that we have to go over that and do something like that. Unfortunately, blue states have completely abandoned their values. They're, I guess we'll just say oath to this country at this point, but they are siding with illegal aliens, and it's up to the states, the red states specifically, to make sure that they can't do what they've been doing. You know, New York, we've covered it extensively. I'm from New York. I covered it when it was going on in the states, is issuing these licenses out without even verifying their documents. And they have no idea whether they're real, whether they're fake. And it's a national security issue. And unfortunately, I think we might have to end up learning about that the hard way, because they literally are handing these IDs out and they have no first name and they don't even care. They're still giving out these IDs anyway. So, Michael, we've got a big issue on our hand. It's good to see that Tennessee's fighting back on that front. And it's good to see all the great work you guys are doing over at the Tennessee Star. So thank you, my friend. We appreciate the update.
Brianna, great to talk with you again.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Michael Patrick Leahy, folks, give him a follow on X and make sure you visit his website. They do an incredible job. If you live in Tennessee, this is a website you're going to want to head over to and check out. Get it going every day. It's one of my favorite ones. So thank you, Michael. We appreciate it, of course. All right, folks, let's dive into a couple more topics. Because a lot's been going on. A lot's been going on. Did you know President Trump yesterday had vetoed two bills? This is coming from a White House announcement. It's in regards to one of them being about clean water in Colorado. President Trump used his veto power this week for the first time since returning to the White House to reject a bipartisan bill designed to make it easier to build a water pipeline in between Colorado and give Native American tribes more control over the portion of the Everglades. He vetoed this. It's worth noting, though, that Lauren Boebert was the one leading this. And so there might be some type of political reasons for that, because she was very much involved in the Epstein push. Again, he has vetoed that. And just in comparison, you know, Trump did veto in his first term 10 bills that made his way to his desk specifically. Joe Biden also used his veto power. He did a veto at least 13 times. So keep that in mind. Now, when it comes to the breakdown in all of this, Trump's veto on Boebert's bill, again, was expected to bring clean water into Colorado, into eastern Colorado specifically. Many argued, though, that this is a state issue, not a federal issue. And that probably be the reason why President Trump justifies all of that. But the congresswoman, well, she wasn't very happy, obviously, when she learned that the president vetoed her bill. And she tweeted out yesterday that this isn't over. And I hope it's not retaliation for the Epstein stuff, I gotta say, because that's not gonna look good, Mr. President. That's not gonna look good. But we'll see it as it all plays out, because of course, I'm sure she'll probably just shove this into another big bill, a spending bill probably, to get it pushed through. All right, we're diving into a lot more in just a little bit. We're gonna be diving into what we learned yesterday in court, because that's when the J6 suspected pipe bomber made his way into a courtroom. He is looking to be released prior to his criminal trial. And we learned a lot. So buckle up. We'll get to that in a little bit. I also wanted to bring your attention to another story in regards to, let's see, this one is in regards to Richard Grenell. As many of you guys know, Rick Grenell is the one who's running now the Trump Kennedy Center. Yes, that's it. The Trump Kennedy Center. It's quite an interesting name. Right now, he actually is receiving a lot of death threats. And according to a federal judge in Virginia, they have just ordered the detention of a 33-year-old man who's now been charged officially with threatening to kill Rick Grenell. In the Justice Department's official filings, yes, they did say that there was a death threat. And Lindsay Holligan over in Virginia is the acting U.S. attorney, is the one who's going to be leading that way. But yes, apparently Grenell did receive serious death threats, and the individual behind it is now being arrested. And this is just a common pattern here, folks. There are a lot of people who are obviously receiving these death threats. Also worth noting that the suspect has also been charged with making false statements to federal officials. Again, this has been a problem throughout the last few months. I mean, the massive amount of threats that those on the right receive just for wanting to do their jobs, work for the government, and try to make this country a better place, well, they're being targeted. And Rick Grenell is as benign as it gets. I mean, the guy doesn't put out a controversial tweet ever. And if you're someone on the left, I mean, it's like the guy's gay. Like, that is your ally, one would think, right? But of course, that's not what they're going to do. That's not what they're going to side with. Anyone who's on Team Trump, they don't care that Rick Grenell is quite down the middle on a lot of issues, isn't as aggressive as the rest of the conservatives. This guy, nut job, allegedly making these threats and going after Grenell. So, yeah, we're really fighting a lot. We're really fighting a lot. And the suspect who they're now accusing of this is Scott Allen Bulger. So again, he will be arrested. He's been charged with transmitting threats in interstate commerce, as well as making false statements to federal officials. And he later apparently used phone evidence to trace those threats back to him. So that's how the feds were able to catch him. So interesting take on things, of course. All right, so lots going on all around the world. We're going to dive into several other topics in just a bit. Let me just give you some overview of what we have. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve, so we're going to take some calls. And I'm going to let you guys, later in the show, of course, tell me what your favorite 2025 moments were. So buckle up. We'll get to that in a little bit. I'll also be asking Liz Harrington about her top 2025 moments so far. I've got a list, actually, that I can't wait to share with you. It's my favorite moves that the Trump administration made. We're going to stay positive, of course, and we're going to reflect on the good that's been done so far this year because, you know, we've got to be a little positive. We're also going to get into the election fraud angle to all of this as well, as more is uncovered in Georgia with Liz Harrington. She's the former spokesperson for President Trump, and she's got a lot to dive into on that front. You know, as we head into 2026, we need this to be a top issue. We do. We need to buckle down and protect our elections. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like House Republicans are serious about that. As they pretend that they are getting ready for these midterm elections, it's very, very obvious to anyone who's been paying attention that we're in serious trouble. We're in serious trouble. If it's not the voter fraud, then it's going to be fed up voters who just don't want anything to do with Republicans because they have the majority now. And they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. So we'll dive into that in just a bit. In the meantime, though, I'm excited to say this to you guys. We just extended that sale that I've been bragging about and telling you guys all about. It's the buy one, get one free on select supplement sale. So listen, new year, new you. We all do it, right? We all say we're going to focus more on our personal health. But now is the time to buddy up with us. And let's partner up and make this a serious goal for you. Okay, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements, which is an incredible deal that you won't find anywhere else. So head on over there, take a look at some of the incredible items that we do have on this BOGO sale. Plus, we just launched beef tallow, and I'm so excited for this because, as many of you guys know, I love cooking, and there's no other way to enjoy a good fried chicken cutlet, let's say, for an example, than the healthier way with some beef tallow. Head on over to the shop, grab yourself some beef tallow. All of your favorite items right now are on sale. So head on over there. Things like methylene red, it's buy one, get one free. You also got the methylene blue as well as the drops and the capsules. Buy one, get one free. Ultimate Life Force as well. And so many other items. I'm telling you, this is a great sale. And not only are you going to be focused on your health when you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, but you're also going to be helping us. And we greatly appreciate your support. You keep us on air whenever you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. So head on over to the shop and make sure you grab some supplements right now. And in the meantime, too, if you haven't done so already, I don't know why you haven't, but make sure you download the app, the Alex Jones app, right now. AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com. We'll be right back with more.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us,
We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.